Now, we've talked some about this now, but let's check a little bit more about your grandfather on your mother's side. And this would be
Newsom Corbett.
Newsom Corbett, all right. What can you tell me about Newsom Corbett, your grandfather on your mother's side?
Grandpa was, in the eyes of his grandchildren, the perfect person in the world. Everybody loved Grandpa, and his children, all of them, boys and girls, even after they were grown men and women, revered him. They loved him so much. He was just a very lovable man. He was just kind. He never passed up a child anywhere without giving that child some attention. He loved children above all things, and we knew he loved us. And he loved strangers, children, everybody. He was just such a kind person. But he was a person of business ability, and for a hard-working farm man, he did extremely well. And he had a reputation for being one of the finest citizens in the county.
Now, besides his farm work, was there any other kind of work that you knew him to do?
No. That was full-time.
Can you remember any specific incidents or memories associated with Newsom Corbett? For example, good times you had with him, or any other specific memories about him?
Not too much in specific things. It's just a great panorama of happy days spent there. He was a great tease. He would tell us stories that would scare us, and he would tease us, and he'd grab us and make a loud sound sometimes when we least expected it, to make us jump and squeal. He liked to do that. There was that much Irish in him. He was a great tease.
Now, was this similar to Toots and William?
Yes.
Is that where they got it?
I don't know, but they were that way too.
All right.
And
I know what they were like.
Yeah.
Okay.
They were. And you would never know that Grandpa was worried. He'd just put up a good face, a good front, and make you think he was happy, go along with his worries. And he was a worrier. I was a great big child before I realized that, because he acted so happy around. But I found out that he worried a great deal.
So he was a secret worrier?
I think so. And
well, how did you learn this?
Just observation.
What did he have to worry about?
I don't know. Any little thing, he thought if there's something he could be doing about it. There's something that... he had a brother who was not... very successful and had a right hard time, and my grandfather would have to bail him out occasionally for help him to. He just wasn't a good manager, and Grandpa would have to help him out financially quite often. And I remember hearing them talk a little bit about that. You ask about the farming, whether there was anything else. He did have a turpentine still at one time, very near the house. And turpentine was a very good business in those days. And he made so much turpentine there, and they had to haul it away, I've forgotten where, to town, I suppose, Pearson. And it was sold that way. But years later, they stopped making it there and began just to sell the tar and let some big mill make it. But they don't even do that much in South Georgia now. Let me see, what else was I going to say about Grandpa?